So, I've got my Year 7 class here at the moment, and today we've been looking at something new. What's the new thing called?
Code Avengers.
Code Avengers. And we spent about 10 or 15 minutes in the lesson trying it out to see what we could do. There's some lessons on there. Some people say it's a bit like Code Academy. So we're going to go around, I'm going to find out opinions. So tell us something good about Code Avengers. What did you think about it, or something bad about it?
I thought it was like good for people who enjoy computers, but it was a little bit confusing for me.
So there was instructions at the top. How did you find them instructions?
Well, some of them were good, but some of them were a bit, you know, they didn't give you enough information about the task.
Okay. And I'm wondering if maybe they were targeted at somebody maybe a little bit older than yourself.
Yeah, probably.
There was a task, wasn't it? You had to work out 2 to the power of 10. Was that too hard for you?
Yeah.
That was hard. Okay. Somebody else is going to tell us something that you really liked about it. What did you like about Code Avengers?
Because on one of the levels, he had to program this little robot to get around the course, and he had to try and get it to this destination.
So this little robot's on the screen, and then you had. And did you manage to do that okay?
Yeah, it was quite easy, but I enjoyed it.
Great. Now, somebody else is going to tell us, you got mixed feelings about it. You thought there were some good things and some bad things?
Yeah, the good thing was that it already had the coding, so you had to change a little bit. But there was glitches in it, so when you were trying to take stuff off, it took too much off. And it placed words in the other places.
So the glitches meant it didn't work as smoothly as you wanted all the time.
No.
Somebody else is going to tell us something that you liked about it. What did you like?
The quiz was really fun at the end, but it was quite hard to touch the answers.
It shows you the right answer, and you have to click on the right one to get it in the right way. So you liked that. Do you think there was anything else that wasn't so good about it?
I couldn't find the hint on it.
You couldn't see them. Does anybody know where can you get the hints from?
It's lying near the text box.
Yeah, it's just above the text box.
Just above it.
But it isn't on every single task.
And there was somebody else who was going to tell us. What did you find?
On lesson two, task two, it said to separate the lines, but there was no script inside it. And even when I reset it, it was still no script inside the box.
Great, thank you very much. Now, just a couple of more questions. If I was setting this as a homework in future and said, like, you had to do complete lesson two, lesson three, is that something you think you'd be able to do all right?
Yeah.
Do you think it'd be an enjoyable homework, or do you prefer writing stuff? What do you think?
I think it'd be more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you actually learned anything from it today?
Yeah.
I learned programming a bit more. It helped me program.
And if I was to say alert, do you know what alert does if you use that in JavaScript?
It makes something appear to the person who's using it.
Okay. If you were going to work out 2 to the power of 6, how would you type that in?
Two times six.
Two little star things.
Great.
Two star.
Well, thank you for your thoughts. Okay, and we'll stop there. So that was some of the pupils' opinions about Code Avengers. It's the first time I've shown them today, and those pupils are 11, some of them 12 years old. They are fairly bright, some of them at maths. So they found the second task in lesson one, where you have to work out 2 to the power of 10. Most of them didn't find that a challenge, but I did try it with a less able class, and they found the maths a bit challenging. So year 7 are finding it accessible, but something about it makes me think it's sort of, I'd be aiming it more towards year 8 or certainly year 9 and above. But it's just an alternative to Code Academy and a great way for children to learn how to code or script web pages in a different way. If you're going to try this in your own classroom, one of the things you need to bear in mind is Code Avengers, like Code Academy and Hackasaurus and some of the other great learning tools, you need HTML5 enabled browser. So in our school, we're still on, I think, Internet Explorer 7, but we do also have Chrome and Firefox. So the children, once I'd explained about HTML5 and how the version of Internet Explorer we're using in school wasn't compatible with it, then they were able to get through that barrier. Interesting graphics. It's got a very nice branding, and I don't know. I think it's something I'm going to come back to and use it for homeworks a few times. It'd be good if anybody else has used it or had some experiences there to share it and tell me how they got on. And just after we did that in the lesson, this was today, I've been introducing year 7s to some HTML scripting, a Hello World sort of program using Notepad, to try it in their browser, and we'll see how we get on with that. So codeavengers.com.